Seamus, what brings you from Jersey to Queens, Jamaica, Queens, New York? What's going on?
There's a race I heard about called the Sri Chinmoy 3100. Supposedly difficult, and my friend Yolanda is doing it, and I came out here to say hi to her on day four, and she asked me if I wanted to help crew, and I said
yeah. It's day 20 now.
And so yeah, so I came back a few more extra days to lend a hand. And she hasn't fired me yet or told me to go home. So as long as she doesn't do that, I'm going to keep coming back.
Seamus, is there anything about this race in particular other than being the longest that you notice for different from any other races that you've been part of?
Yeah, it's a lot more of a spiritual component than a lot of the other ultras, because a lot of the 100 miles or even some of the 2 or 3 day races, you can kind of get through those physically without having to really, you know, get down to something on a deeper level. But in order to do this race, you have to be a little bit spiritual, because physically your body is broken down after a few days, and you need to find some other fuel from some other source.
Seamus, I'm going to put you on the spot. Are you tempted?
Tempted what, to do this? Absolutely, yeah. I'd love to do it one day. But I'm not going to just jump right into it. I'm going to become proficient at multi-day running first, okay, and then get into it.
What do you notice most about what Yolanda's doing that really inspires you?
The fact that she's walking, that it's not, for her, it's still an extreme sport, but she's not trashing her body to the extent that a lot of the runners are, because it's not physically as demanding, the walking. Now, that's one of the advantages. The disadvantage is that she has to stay moving 17 out of the 18 hours that the course is open. So she doesn't have anywhere near the level of recovery time that the runners get.
Seamus, here comes your girl. Thank you.
Here she comes. Thank you.